You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Thinking Rich by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
You may be seated as you do so. Open up your Bibles to 3 John, the second verse. 3 John, the second verse. Because there's only one chapter. That's why I have to mention chapters when we talk about 3 John. And for those of us when you used to have paper Bibles, actual book, the good thing about that, you actually learn where the books of the Bible. Now y'all just put it in. Y'all don't know if the Old Testament, New Testament, all you know come up on the screen, okay? But when you have a paper, one of the ways you learn, 3 John was one of the closest books to Revelation. So you got the Revelation and backed up one or two pages and you're right there. 3 John, second verse. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Let me just stop here and say, when we talk about the soul, we're talking about your mind, your will, your emotion. So prosperity needs to take place in your mind, in your will, in your emotion before it ever manifests on the outside. 3 John, second chapter, second verse from the, I believe this is the Message translation. It says, I pray for good fortune in everything you do and for your good health, that your everyday affairs prosper as well as your soul. Notice he said, now along with your soul, because I know automatically there's prosperity happening on the inside. And that along with what's already going on the inside in your mind and your will and your emotion, that is also being manifest on the outside. And then the Amplified says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way. Everybody say in every way. Amen. So it's not good to just have you got fat banking accounts, okay, and a lot of money, a lot of stuff, but you got mental issues and emotional problems, or that you have money, but you know you're not healthy, that you can enjoy your money. So we say in every way. Everybody say every way. In our vision for our church, we term that whole life prosperity. So prosperity is not just money, but includes money. Amen. But you can have money and not be prospering. Amen. Because you're sick and you have no friendships, you have no relationship, nobody like you. Okay. You can have all the money in the world. Nobody want to be around with you to even spend it on them. Okay, that's not prosperity. So when we talk about prosperity, we're talking about whole life prosperity. So I like the way it says Amplified, that your everyday affairs, that you prosper in everything you do, and for good health, that your everyday affairs prosper as well as your soul. Amplified, I pray you may prosper in every way, that your body may be kept well, even as I know your soul keeps well and prospers. So we said everything starts with your thinking. We're talking about having a rich mentality, or thinking rich. Okay, that's what we've termed this, thinking rich. Another way, if you got a problem with that, then say a rich mentality, a prosperous mentality. We're talking about how you think, because according to Proverbs 23:7, as he thinketh, that's talking about how you systematically think, the way that you regularly think, your mindset as you think, okay? Some people have a negative mindset, right? People have a positive mindset. Some people have a healthy mindset. Some people have a sick mindset. You ever talk to people who have sick mindset? Okay, whatever it is, they have already diagnosed it's the worst. Okay, when I didn't know any better, but when I was about 13, 14, 15, I remember I was in high school. Y'all don't remember nothing about this here, but we had the Encyclopedia Britannica. Anybody remember the Encyclopedia Britannica? Okay, so I used to have all these stomach problems. And, you know, and then later on found I had ulcers and all that kind of stuff. And I had, you know, nobody couldn't find it. So I read the encyclopedia and I diagnosed myself. I went and told my mom. I said, Mom, I found out what's going on with me. She said, well, I said, I read it. I said, I got stomach cancer. Well, I didn't know. And that was her reaction. She said, what? I said, yeah, everything I read there, it's... I had no clue that I'm putting a death sentence on myself by even saying this. And she got all upset. And then she said, boy, you ain't got no stomach cancer. Shut up. Okay? Some people always diagnosing themselves, diagnosing the worst thing. They claim whatever pain they have, they claim that that's my bad back. That's, you know, I got bad knees. Okay? How about, did any of your parents always have bad nerves? My mama always told me, you know, my nerves bad. Got bad nerves, okay? And see, so people don't realize that is having a sick mentality. Amen. And so we're talking about as you think. So we base this based on Proverbs 23:7, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. And in the context of that, it's talking about somebody who's talking rich. Talking like they're saying, eat whatever you want. Come on to the party, have whatever you want. And they're watching everything that you eat. Okay, I told you I was at the wedding, and thank God it was one of our saints, one of my spiritual daughters was there when they would get my plate, because they looked like Cornish hen wings. Do y'all know what a Cornish hen is? Okay, better yet, it might have even been a pigeon wing. That wing was so small, and so I stood there. I stood there. And they took and gave me one of the, and she looked at me, she said, you want another one? I said, please. Okay. And the Bible is saying here, based upon Proverbs 23:7, that this is somebody who's really a miser, has a positive mentality. He says, eat and drink, but the Bible says his heart is not really with you. Because as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So that verse from New Living Translation says, don't eat with people who are stingy. Don't desire their delicacies. They are always talking about how much it costs. Eat and drink, but they say, but eat and drink, they say, but they don't mean it. Why? Because their mentality is still a poverty mentality. So based upon that, we a couple of things I'm still reviewing right now. We said it's hard to be big when little's got you. Okay? Enjoy, but can I tell you this? God also, whatever God gives you, he wants you to maintain. I explained this to my staff a couple weeks ago. My mentality is this. This is my mentality. God does not give me anything that he doesn't also give me the means to maintain it. So I can't have something to say the Lord gave it to me, and then everything's falling. We can't get the grass cut. We can't get the leak in the ceiling fixed because we can't maintain it. Well, if I can't maintain it, then I need to question whether God gave it to me. God does not give you anything that he does not give you the ability to maintain. But again, see, now for me, that's a mindset. So if I got to spend the money, I got to spend the money, and God's going to provide it, because if he gave it to me, I got to maintain it. Oh boy, this is so good. Maintenance was the first command he gave to Adam. He put him in a garden and said, what? Dress it, keep it. Dress and keep it. So can I tell you, maintenance is a spiritual thing. But that's a mentality. That's a mentality. It's hard to be big when little got you. It's hard to be generous when stingy's got you. It's hard to be rich when poverty's got you. So we said, we're trying to get you to think rich, because rich people think differently than poor people. In order to change your life, change your family, change your finances, we must first change our mindsets. And our mindset is how we think, which is why Romans 12:2 says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by what? By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Okay? So one of the things I want you to see is that it is the will of God for you to be rich. Say that. Say, it's the will of God for me to be rich. Now, when we talk about rich, we mean abundantly supplied and having more than enough to just satisfy your needs. Because if God wants me to be generous, I got to have more than enough just for me. God simply doesn't want me changing places with the needy. So when I give to them, now I'm in need. Okay? No, that's why it's what I call two coats ministry. Jesus said this, let him that have two coats give to him that hath none. Because if all I got one, now I give you my coat, now I'm cold. Now I need somebody to give me a coat. So it's the will of God. When I say rich, I'm talking about abundantly supplied and having more than enough than just for ourselves and just to meet our needs. Now look at that from the scripture. Look at 2 Corinthians 8:9. It says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 8:9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. So how did Jesus become poor? Jesus became poor by coming to earth and being subject as a man here in the earth realm. Because there is no lack, no insufficiency, no sickness, no disease, nothing that we can think negative in heaven in glory. Amen. That's why he promised he'd supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. So Jesus became poor that we through his poverty might be made rich. Do y'all see that? So if Jesus became poor that I might be made rich, then I'm supposed to be rich. Okay. Jesus became sin that we through him becoming sin might be made righteous. So do you claim your righteousness? Do you confess your righteousness? Well, if he became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich, we got to first think of ourselves rich because that's part of our spiritual inheritance. It got to show up here and show up here before it shows up here. Amen. You get healed here before the manifestation occurs. The woman with the issue of blood in Mark 5, the Bible says she said within herself, she said, if I touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Okay, and then, well, says, and then after she touched it, the Bible says, and immediately she was healed. Watch this, and then she felt it. It happened before you feel it. See, some of y'all, you're waiting to feel everything. That's why some of y'all ain't never danced in church. You waiting to feel like dancing. You think we feel like dancing all the time? We dance. We supposed to dance. We dance sometimes just to prove to the devil, you're not running anything here and you don't run me and you don't control my emotions. Let me say something about that. Because we heard something recently. I ain't going to get into detail of what we heard. But we heard that somebody knew somebody was going through something and came up to them and was shocked that they was praising God in church. Do y'all believe what we preach? They couldn't believe they were shocked. They were praising God when they knew what they was going through. What is that? We teach in this church, we are unconditional praises. We praise God because he's good, no matter what I'm going through. As a matter of fact, you might see me cut up more when I'm going through. Just remind the devil, no, I'm not giving in. I'm not giving out. I'm not losing hope. I'm not letting go of my faith. Hey, glory, I still believe God gonna bring me out. Why? Because I have a mentality of deliverance. I got a deliverance. I have a victory mentality. Amen? So watch this. So he became poor that we may through his poverty may be made rich. So now I have to think of myself first as being rich. Now look at this. Look at Romans, Revelation 2. I brought this out in the past, but I didn't connect it in this subject here. Revelation 2, 8, 9. And unto the angel, that means the pastor, of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, that's Jesus, which was dead and is alive. That's proof is Jesus. I know thy works. And your tribulation and your poverty. All that's talking about their current circumstances. I know your works. I know what you're going through. I know your tribulations. I see all the trouble. And the poverty situation that you're in. The lack situation that's surrounding you. But look what it says in the parentheses there. But thou art rich. Oh, glory to God. That's what Jesus said to this church. I know what you're going through, but I want you to know you're rich. I know it looks like you got more bills a month right now, but you got to know you're rich. And the reason why that's going to change is because I'm rich. Who I am changes my circumstances. Who I am caused me to rise up, rise up past what's trying to oppress me. Who I am. And you got to know that you're rich. Say it again. Say, I'm rich. She says, I know what you're going through. I know your works, I know your tribulation, but thou art rich. Look at 2 Corinthians, 8th chapter. The Corinthian church, or the Macedonian church, who he's writing to the Corinthians about, they had a rich mentality. They were thinking rich. Here's proof of it. 2 Corinthians, the 8th chapter, starting in verse 2. Let's start at verse 1. 2 Corinthians 8, start at verse 1. He said, moreover, brethren, we do you to wit. We don't talk like that. We want you to know of the grace of God bestowed on the great on the churches of Macedonia. He said, I want you to see how God just graced them. Okay? How the power of God came upon their giving. Look at this, verse 2. How that in a great trial of affliction, that's talking about the economic situation, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. It said, even though they were poor, they didn't think of themselves as poor. Even though they were going through, that's not how they thought. So as a result of it, the offering that they gave exceeded what you would think poor people could do because they didn't think of themselves as being poor. Look at verse 3. For to their power, that word power means their ability. For to their ability I bear record, yea, and beyond their power ability, they were willing of themselves. And he goes on to say how great this offering was that they took up for the persecuted churches. Why? Because they didn't think of themselves poor. If you think of yourself poor, it's going to limit your living. It's going to limit your giving. It's going to limit what you attempt to do. It'll limit what you even go to look at. It'll limit your behavior. It'll restrict you. It'll keep you in the hood because you think you're supposed to be in the hood because that's where all poor people are in the hood. It won't even let you go out the hood to go look at what's good. That was, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to me. That was the Holy Ghost. Look at your neighbor and say, get out the hood. And go for the good. Amen. But your mentality, well, no, I ain't never had anything. Well, I said, I'll never be able to afford. I'll never get out of debt. I told you, I heard that commercial talking about I'm going to die with student loans. See, all that, that's a mentality. So let's move on here. So what are some characteristics? So let me move on here. You can't expect supernatural to show up in your life if you play it safe. You're going to have to take faith moves if you're going to see the supernatural. Peter never would have stepped out the boat and walked on the water if he wasn't willing to make a faith move. He said, Jesus, if that's you, bid me to come. Jesus said, come. And he began to walk in the water until his mentality changed. His initial mentality was, Jesus said, come walk so I can walk. But then he looked at his circumstances that affected his mentality and caused him to sink. Y'all with me here? The 10 lepers. Jesus told them, Jesus didn't lay hands on them. He didn't throw oil on them. He didn't come to their house. He just said, they said, Jesus, have mercy on them. He said, go show yourself to the priest, who always had to give the clearance that they were indeed healed and could be assimilated back into society. And the Bible said, as they went where? On their way to show themselves to the priest, they were healed. Now, suppose they said, well, I ain't going nowhere because I'm looking at my hands and they don't look new. I'm looking at my feet and they don't look new too. No, they couldn't be limited by what they saw. No, I'm going to go ahead and do it because Jesus told me to do it. And as they went, that's how tithing works? Well, I just don't see how this is going to work. You're not going to see how it works until you step and do it. We walk by faith and not by sight. So let's look at, I'm going to give you one characteristic that's all I'm going to be able to get to tonight. Because I want to give you some characteristics of a rich mindset, characteristics of thinking rich. The first one, a rich mentality says there is no shortage. Say that with me. Say there is no shortage. I can't tell you if you will adopt this mentality, internalize this mentality, how it'll change your life. There is no shortage. It won't. If you realize there's no shortage, it'll never cause you to be racist. It'll never cause you to be a sexist, thinking that the women gonna take all your job, that the men gonna get in all the positions, the people over there getting all the houses, these people the ones getting into the colleges. See, if that's based upon shortage mentality, but you got to know if God be for me, who can be against me? Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Okay, let me back up. Go to Colossians 1 and verse 13. I have to put this in here. Colossians 1 and verse 13. who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Okay? Because none of this other stuff works if you don't understand this first. That when you got born again, you have been translated into the kingdom of his dear son. So when you got, before you got saved, before you were saved, you were part of the kingdom of darkness. But when you got saved, Jesus delivered you from the power of darkness and translated you into the kingdom of Jesus. Say that. Say, I'm in the kingdom of Jesus now. So now I got to have a kingdom mentality. I did a whole teaching battle several years ago about kingdom mentality. So this means that now I have dual citizenship. One scripture says our citizenship is in heaven. I'm a citizen of the United States, but even more so, I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. That's why God says he will supply our needs according to the riches of the United States. No, he will supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. So watch it, whether Republicans is in office or Democrat is in office, whether somebody give them welfare or get rid of all the welfare, I'm going to be taken care of. Now, see, what is that? That's a mentality. That's a mentality. Okay? All the people talking about when Trump got, I'm going to leave the country. They still here. They ain't left now. Okay? Okay. No. You got to change your mentality. Okay? Sometimes changing your mentality means God give you a new strategy how to make it in this situation. Everything has to do with your thinking. So one person loses a job and well, I lost my job 10 years ago and I ain't been there, and I lost everything. Somebody else loses that same job and reinvents themselves and takes everything that they learned working on that job for the next 10 years and say, you know what? I'm going to go for myself. Now I know how to do this. I did it for them. I can do it for me. What is it? It's just a difference in mentality. Amen. So now that you understand you've been translated into the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of Jesus, now there are certain rights and privileges that you have in the kingdom of God. Here's one of the first things you got to understand to go with this thought. There's no shortage because there's no shortage in the kingdom of God. There's no lack of resource in the kingdom of God. And that's how our needs are supplied. Okay? Now, we already took the offering. I ain't taking another one. So don't be scared to get in on what I'm participating, what I'm going to say. Okay, most of you didn't bring all the money you have with you to church tonight. How many of y'all got some money, but you don't have it with you tonight? And the reason why you didn't bring all the money that you have with you tonight, because you didn't think you needed it tonight. Get that mentality. You didn't bring it with you because I don't need it tonight. It's there for when I need it. God supplies all of our needs according to his riches in glory. My mentality has to be, I have access to unlimited supply.
Having a rich mentality and a poor mentality are two different mindsets. In order for you to have the abundance that God has for you, you'll have to change the way that you think. Bishop Herbert Bailey challenges you to think rich in this timely series. Order today on CD or DVD. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Order Thinking Rich.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.